So my project that I want to do is kind of like a children's book for adults. Everybody else is doing these little cute books last time, and it was just, I liked it. But I don't necessarily have an audience of children. I don't ever intend to be a teacher of children. I like higher education. I like adult education. And I kind of got a kick out of some of the books that they have, like that Go the F to Sleep and things like that. They're, I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's really funny. But they're books that are written in an adult style, like for an adult audience, but in a children's book style. But they do have the ability to teach. So what I was kind of thinking was a sort of funny book that does have a message behind it. You look like you're having a little trouble. I kind of wanted to make a book that maybe somebody could, you know, get for their old racist uncle or, you know, something like that, because everybody has that in their family, and it's a problem for this generation, I feel, because it's, I mean, it's definitely a problem that I run into with my older family members. And, you know, if you can kind of give them like a little jokey book at Christmas or something, maybe they might read it because they might think it's funny, but they might actually look into it and see, oh, wait, that's not acceptable. I shouldn't necessarily be saying things like that. Because it is possible for people to change how they interact with other people. So some of the examples that I had were something like, don't be a racist, be nice to your coworkers. There are things that should be innate to humanity, but more often than not are not. So it's kind of a target kind of audience that you can aim something like this at. So, you know, you could have little illustrations of, you know, little microaggressions that, like, hey, Sally did this at work, and why was that not okay? I'm not going to make the actual book, but I'm going to write about the concept of them, because I would like to write about several. So, you know, college kids, like your cousin's going off to college, you could get him the Don't Be a Terrible Roommate book. Middle-aged people, middle-aged white men, you know, your microaggressions are out of control. Don't tell her she was asking for it. Things like that. So, I don't know, I've been looking into kind of what I've been calling destructive narratives. And they are narratives that kind of change social norms. They're not destructive necessarily in a bad way, but they're breaking traditions that might not be awesome and might not be good for everyone. So, that's pretty much where I'm at. So, I don't know, I think good. Do you guys have any questions?
I have a suggestion. I think that you should, like, if you were to make a book, just put in funny pictures that will throw the adult reader off.
Yeah.
Or like, I have a topic, like, I think you'll get a kick out of how to get through a midlife crisis.
That is wonderful. Without damaging other people.
Yeah, like, or damaging your finances.
That,
like,
is true.
Like, yeah. Buying a car.
No, not everybody needs a Corvette.
Yeah, or
that's what it could be called. Not everybody needs a Corvette.
Or not everybody needs a motorcycle.
Yeah. So, I like it.
because when you said that an adult book, that the midlife crisis thing, it popped into my head.
Yeah, well, they're kind of like those little, like, you know, Dr. Seuss books, like, they're funny, but they also have a little bit of, like, a nugget of information in them. So they can convey something while being...
sarcastic.
Well, being, you know, funny and interesting to kids. And maybe that works with adults, too. Who knows?
Yeah.
Has anybody tried it? So
I don't see a book like that. But there are religion books like that.
Yeah.
Because in the gift shop that I work, there is a lot of the morality books.
Yeah.
So that's where I got my idea of writing for the theme one. I keep flipping through that, and then there was nothing about it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I thought you were going to mention something like Avenue Q.
I still haven't seen. I know what it is, but I still haven't.
Talk about adult. I saw it once.
Yeah, there's.
A few years back.
Because there is some kind of.
Do you know what we're talking about? So Avenue Q is this like adult humor puppet, like musical.
So it's kind of like Muppets for grown-ups.
Oh, I'm not interested.
No.
I'm more into teen.
I just want to let you know what we're talking about.
Touch base. Yeah, so I mean, there's definitely, there are some things that are kind of reminiscent of childhood or something like that. But I feel like this might be, you know, if it's a 20 or 30 page color like book, like a little kid and attention grabbing, it might be something that somebody picks up, like, oh, this is stupid, and then they, like, kind of read it, and they're like, oh, wait, not saying I'm going to change the world, but...
You're trying to change one person?
But it might, you know, if I got a book, or if I made a book or something like, hey, middle-aged man, just because, you know, it was more accepted to say racist crap when you were a kid... doesn't mean that it's okay now. So if I were, you know, and then to have little like cutesy examples and things like that, but they're really serious, it might kind of be like, oh, maybe somebody would see something in a different light. They might not, but.
It seems like society's evolving to this way that people say stuff, and, you know, like not how it was back in the 50s.
Yeah.
Everybody was like playing with each other in the streets,
Because I get into this kind of argument all the time where people say, oh, it's relative. No, it's really morally it's not. And you don't have to have religion to be moralistic, and you don't have to. So a thing that comes up all the time as well, so was it okay to have slaves, you know, 400 years ago? No.
No.
It was not. Looking at it as a human thing, like,
right.
It's not okay, ever. Well, it was okay because that was the time. And no.
That's
no. It's never okay. So I don't want to hear this crap when people say, well, you know, when I was a kid, we used to just say whatever and nobody got upset about it. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They got upset about it, but then they got smacked and told to shut up. So I think that it's something that could be explored and at least kind of, I mean, it might not do anything, but it's cute.
So you were saying you're not going to make the book.
I don't want to make the actual book.
Or at least now.
I don't want to make the actual book because I don't have an entire, like, concept for a whole book. I have more of a, hey, maybe, what about this? What about that?
Yeah,
it's kind of like a, I don't want to say a series, but like a set of different kinds of things that you could do. And... in, you know, in what situation something like that might be appropriate or whatever. So it's more of a plan than an actual, I wouldn't be making the physical book.
Testing the waters, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, just a, you know, how you, if you do like a business class or something, you make a business plan for, you know, oh,
never
if I, but if, like, if I make, I could make this business, and this is how I would do it. you don't have to go out and make that business, but you have the plans.
Yeah.
So it's just something like that.
So
I just
were you mentioned a colorful book with like 20-30 pages. Is that like exactly your plan, or is that something you don't want to happen?
Oh no, that's it. That's like it looks like a kid's book, but it's not. It's like,
so what if
a kid
picks it up?
Well, then a kid picks it up.
Okay.
You know?
Is what it is. Oh,
yeah. It's not something that you would get for a kid.
Yeah, right.
They do already have books like this, and
was it Teenage Soup for the Soul or something? Is that for teenagers?
They have those things.
Yeah.
But there's those are more religious, and these would be kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, even to the point of, I would get it for, it's not necessarily something that would be, you know, marketed towards a racist guy or something, or towards kids.
Yeah.
It would be marketed towards somebody like me who would get it and then give it to my dad or something.
Okay.
So they have books like that, for like new parents and expecting parents and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That are like, now this is going to be your life.
Yeah.
But it's not like an informational book, not really. It's like, these are all the things that are going to be unexpectedly more difficult. You're never going to have sex again. Like, things like that. Like, now you have a baby that's going to want all your attention. And you know, and this is how it's going to change your life. But they do it kind of in a funny way with, like, woodland creatures and, you know, things like that. Like, they have, like, bears dressed up as a family, and then they... So.
You just, like, reminded me of Christmas episodes of South Park. You know what I'm referring to? The creatures, they're supposed to be, like, pleasant things, but they're devils.
Yes,
that's
I do.
Okay.
I wish somebody would come up with a book, like, that deals with how to deal with special needs children. And without criticizing them as they grow up.
For the teachers?
For the teachers, the parents, everybody.
People in the classroom, yeah.
Yeah, because I...
Maybe you need to come up with that book.
Because I have a lot of experience in
that. Well, no, because the people who... yes, but also because things like that come out of the people who want them the most.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're going to do it. If it's going to be done, make sure you do it right the right way.